Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Christine. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What can I help you with?
All right. This is Anisha Trovey, and I was calling because I tried to file my weekly certification, but it said that there had been a break in my claim, and it told me to call this number to reactivate it to be effective before this Friday.
What is your social?
It's 311-789-6632.
Just a second, okay. All right. First name, last name, date of birth?
It's Anisha Roby. Date of birth is August 23rd, 1974.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and open you up a claim, okay? You are currently unemployed?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay. Anisha R. Roby, 08-23-1974.
That's correct.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am. I understand English.
Okay. English is your preferred language, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Do you have a driver's license or just an ID?
An ID.
Okay. If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive your payments, direct deposit into your checkings or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checkings or savings account.
I use my checking account.
What's the name of the bank?
Bank of America.
Perfect. Checking or savings?
Checking.
Excellent. What's the routing number?
The routing number is 05100017.
Excellent. And what's the account number?
435-050-840-212.
Excellent. I'm going to repeat back to you, okay, to make sure that I have it. Routing number 051-00-0017.
That's correct.
Okay. And the account number I have is 435-050-840-212.
That's correct.
Okay. And the address I have on file is 38 Forest Avenue, Macon, Mississippi, 39341.
That's correct.
Okay. Is the residency address different than the above mailing address?
No, ma'am. It's all the same.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
662-400-0877 is the phone number I have?
No, ma'am. It's changed.
Okay. What phone number would you like?
662-243. 3585.
3-5. I hate this system because I can't go backwards. 662-243. What's the last four?
3585.
3585. Okay. Security questions now. What color is your 2005 Acura TL? Brown? Okay. Which team nickname is associated with the college you attended? Bruins, Dons, Owls, Silver Knights, none of the above.
None of the above.
Which of the following street addresses in Columbus have you ever lived at or been associated with? 1003 Fifth Avenue North, 2230 Wolf Road, 295 Shane Circle, 367 Schwartz Drive. None of the above. I'm not familiar with this property.
Not familiar with this property.
Okay. Which of the following vehicles have you ever owned or leased? A 1994 Buick Roadmaster, a 1995 Suzuki Sidekick, a 1999 Volkswagen GTI, a 2002 Chevrolet Tahoe. I've never been associated with any of these vehicles.
2002 Chevrolet Tahoe.
Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 121 Virginia Valley Drive, 20015 Pineville Road, 601 South Washington Street, 7000 UTE Court. I've never been associated with any of these addresses.
601 Washington Street.
Excellent. Series of yes or no questions. Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Do you regularly commute to Alabama?
When I was working down there.
Yep. Yes or no? Do you regularly commute to Alabama?
No.
Did you receive notification?
I'm not working down there anymore.
Did you receive notification that you have a TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
Are you filing this unemployment claim due to reasons related to COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic?
Yes, ma'am.
When was your last day of work?
My last day of work, it was December 23rd.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
Well, I used to work for a business.
Are you currently working solely on a commission base, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes, ma'am.
If not for COVID-19 restrictions, are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Have you applied for or you're receiving a pension other than a Social Security from an employer you worked for in the past 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for or you're receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
500.
What is the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
1974.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
What is your job title or job description?
I was a line worker.
Like production?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
No, ma'am. I'm not working at the moment.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what job are we going to be filing under?
People Link in Vance, Alabama.
Okay. Is it called Vance Jesse?
Ma'am.
Is it Vance Jesse?
I'm not sure. People Link, I think, is in. Give me one moment. Let me check. One moment. It's going to be People Link in Woodstock, Alabama.
Is it a, what is it called?
Camp Services.
Like, yeah, People Link. Where is it?
Yes,
in
ma'am.
Woodstock?
It's in Woodstock, Alabama. I was hired through them. I was working at Mercedes-Benz.
Okay. Just a minute. Yeah. Okay. Next. All right. And what's the phone number to that establishment? Do you want me to just take the one I found online?
Yes, ma'am. You can take the one you found online. I think it.
205-938-3727. That's
correct.
Okay. What was your hire date there?
My hire date there?
Mm-hmm.
My hire date was going to be September 27, 2020.
What was the last day of work? December 23rd, right?
Yes, ma'am.
And then what city was the work performed in? What city was the work performed in?
It was performed, I think, in Tuscaloosa. Yeah, Mercedes is located in Tuscaloosa.
Mm-hmm.
I went through People Link to get there, so.
Uh-huh. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
And why are you no longer working?
Due to the COVID.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal tax income?
Yes, ma'am.
I have a 4-digit PIN for you.
Ma'am.
I have a 4-digit PIN for you.
Yes, ma'am.
3274.
Okay.
You got it? 3274?
Yes, ma'am. One moment, let me write that down. Okay, I have it.
Okay. You remember how to make your weekly certifications?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm going to zip through these instructions then, okay?
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. Your claim is being filed as a COVID-19 related but is not yet approved. Your claim will be processed as soon as administratively possible. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week, except for when any requirements have been waived or an approved COVID-19 related claim. Eligibility and requirements for the COVID-19 claim are subject to change. Unemployment claims uses a calendar week that begins on Sunday and ends on Saturday. Once a week, you must complete the weekly certification process for the previous week. The question to be asked during the certification will outline your current requirements and are subject to change. This can be done online by going to labor.alabama.gov or on the telephone by calling 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Failure to file and complete the weekly claim as instructed could result in the loss of benefits. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet next week. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. We've completed your unemployment claim at any time. You may be mailed or otherwise provided additional information regarding continued eligibility requirements. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Alrighty, so you're good to go. You're nice and reopened. So next Sunday, you'll just go ahead and make that weekly certification, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You enjoy your day.
Okay, so when would it be processed?
Takes 2 to 3 weeks to process an unemployment claim.
Okay, sweetie.
Okay.
All right, thank you. You have a wonderful day.
You too. Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.